President Bush is making more plans for a post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. His envoy to Afghanistan will become the president's special envoy for free Iraqis. Zalmay Khalilzad will be in charge of coordinating U.S. contacts with Iraqi exiles. The State Department has been gathering Iraqi exiles to talk about everything from judicial reform to job creation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In a Washington, D.C. hotel conference room, Iraqi exiles sit around a table thinking about how they would improve cellular phone service in Baghdad or modernize electrical grids in their homeland. That was the scene for 2 days this week as the State Department convened the Economy and Infrastructure Working Group, one of about 15 groups that make up the Future of Iraq project. Rubar Sandi, an investment banker who left Iraq in 1975, explains the discussions got down to the nitty-gritty, covering everything from the need to get spare parts ready in case of electrical outages to debt restructuring and currency reform.
We talked about the Iraqi dinar and the currency, and the question is whether to change or whether to keep that one. And the consensus was is to come up with a new currency, which we will be working on it. Hopefully this month to come up with some suggestion.
It all sounds a bit like the video game SimCity, planning a virtual world. But these Iraqis say they were pumped up by their meeting. Hassan Al-Khatib, a former engineering professor who founded a software company in Silicon Valley, describes the group as technocrats. He says they hope their ideas could help any transitional government recover from what he calls the mess Saddam Hussein has created. And he says the mood among Iraqi exiles is more optimistic now than during the Persian Gulf War.
We were hopeful at the time that the world community will push Saddam out of power. We were terribly disappointed, and we sort of abandoned all effort to contribute. But now we believe this is real.
One common criticism of Iraqi exiles is that, in the words of one State Department official, they can't agree on anything and are capable only of sniping. By hosting these meetings, the State Department is trying to change that image. Ahmed Al-Haidari, a telecommunications expert from Canada, sounded surprised that so many Iraqis could come together.
The process that I saw reflected a very high level of professionalism. We have Christian, Assyrians, Kurds, Shia, Sunni. That reflected the complete unity and the coming of minds into what has to happen from a technical aspect in Iraq.
Iraqi opposition political parties have been less successful at showing a united front. Long simmering ethnic and ideological disputes have repeatedly delayed an opposition conference now set for London later this month. The U.S. has been pressuring them to limit the agenda and adopt some of the ideas that emerge from the Future of Iraq working groups. David Phillips, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says some Iraqi exiles want more.
The diaspora leaders want the conference to take a big step towards establishing a provisional government. Iraqis who actually have representation in Iraq want to focus on guiding principles.
And that's an area where Phillips has been trying to help. He's been advising the Democratic Principles Working Group, which has produced a draft paper on setting up a federated state in Iraq. Though it is still a work in progress, Phillips believes opposition parties can unify around it at the London meeting.
The opposition groups have wisely decided not to overreach and try to accomplish too much at this meeting.
The Iraqi conference was due to take place in Belgium last month, but officials there were unhappy about hosting a meeting on changing the regime in Iraq, even as UN weapons inspectors seek a more limited goal of disarming Saddam Hussein. This doesn't seem to bother the State Department, which will continue flying Iraqi exiles to Washington for meetings to plan for the day after war. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.